Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Two astronauts are still stranded in space. They were supposed to be there for an 8-day mission, but that was 2 months ago, and they still haven't returned. Officials are meeting today to decide what to do. CBS's Mark Strassman reports there are still questions about the capsule's safety.
NASA's key concern, how that propulsion system will perform during critical phases of the flight home, like undocking and the braking burn on the return to Earth. The small engines need to fire hundreds of times to keep the spacecraft in the precise orientation for safe reentry and on-target touchdown.
Good news when it comes to interest rates.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed's next meeting comes in 3 weeks. Experts think that's when they'll officially announce the first interest rate cut since 2020. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his campaign and is officially backing Donald Trump.
He is a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man who loves the people of this country as much as anybody can love the people of this country.
He joined the former president at a rally in Arizona yesterday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
Several of RFK Jr.'s siblings released a statement expressing their displeasure of their brother endorsing Donald Trump, saying that it is not in line with their father's or their family's values.
In Germany, a man went on a knife attack at a music festival, killing three people and wounding at least eight others. Through an interpreter, police spokesman Alexander Cresta says the suspect got away.
We are, of course, still in urgent need of witnesses, videos, photos, anything. The Wuppertal police can be contacted around the clock.
Ceasefire talks continue in Cairo today. The BBC's Sebastian Usher on any progress.
Hamas officials were already in place to be informed of any developments in the negotiations. The team sent to Cairo will apparently play a similar role, receiving briefings from Egyptian mediators on the discussions. A senior Hamas official said there'd be no change in the group's position with regard to its rejection of anything but a complete Israeli withdrawal from two key strategic zones in Gaza.
If you're looking to save on gas, go electric. Car and drivers just named the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and the electric vehicle of the year. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Libraries are pushing back against the proposals in Project 2025, the so-called wish list for the next Republican president. Mark Moran reports.
The latest report from the Every Library Institute says the Republican Party's agenda, as outlined in the document known as Project 2025, takes aim at places where students can read, discover, and explore. Conservatives call it a matter of accountability. In Iowa, there are at least 540 public libraries, fourth highest in the nation. More than 400 are among the scant cultural resources in towns with populations of less than 2,500. Peter Bromberg with the Institute says Project 2025, a massive effort to reclassify civil service workers as political appointees, would take direct aim at libraries and the people who work there.
You know, librarians and teachers are highly trusted and well-known and well-loved in their communities. It's really kind of a shocking and extreme attempt to twist our democratic society and our institutions into more of a totalitarian theocracy.
But backers of Project 2025 say librarians need to be held accountable for what's on their shelves. Bromberg says Project 2025 promotes book bans, restricts LGBTQ content, and undermines the intellectual freedom and inclusivity that libraries are known for. He believes that would ultimately threaten students' educational quality and could presage the end of libraries serving as open and inclusive spaces for people who want to learn. This is Mark Moran for Iowa News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a scattered storm overnight with a low around 70. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and 82. For Monday, sunny and 86. Warmer for Tuesday, with highs near 90 degrees.
It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlo.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio. The presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlo. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
August 24th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. Here in the Shaw, and speaking of suffragette heritage, what a great great entree into our second hour guest, guest plural. We have Kristen Hansen, voter rights advocate, and with Blue Sky Waukesha.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm awake.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, this is how much I revere you, Don. I am not a morning person, yet here I sit at 8 a.m. on a Saturday. Yep. So
not very many, many of us get up at 4 in the morning to get ready for a morning show. But I love it. It's just great to remain connected with the community and to be able to build greater connections.
Well, if I may give you a little accolade for a second. And when I got here this morning, you were talking to the young men from Waukesha North football team. And I have to say, what a wonderful service your show provides, because really, if you're a parent, a grandparent, a friend of these kids, aunts and uncles, where else are you going to hear your loved ones, you know, your family members on the radio talking about what they love, except on this show?
Yeah. Thank
you. It's just, you know, it's a really lovely thing.
Thank you, Max. Make sure you're recording this. Now, we finally got our promo
figured
out. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes. No, that's greatly appreciated, Kristen. And right back at you with the work that you're doing in advocating for voter rights and keeping people informed.
Yeah.
We're really excited about that. And it is a reminder to tune in next Saturday. My guest is Deanna Troust of Truth in Common, calling in from Washington, D.C.
Oh, neat.
And she delivers workshops on addressing how you distinguish disinformation from other forms of news that you get.
That is so important.
Distinguishing between disinformation and misinformation, and really building a more informed public, but also akin to the civic media mission of building bridges based on what so many more things that unite us, especially here at the local level.
Agreed.
Having you know, safe neighborhoods, good schools, great opportunities for economic development, good jobs, great parks, all those things that matter to us.
Yeah.
Regardless of our partisan politics and how we can build a more connected community at the local level and a more connected nation. And so we're really looking forward to having Deanna. And she's actually, she'll be giving a tour of local libraries, and she's hoping to get, we're trying to connect with Waukesha's public library system because it's a nonpartisan nonprofit too. So, and she's, I got to participate in one of her workshops last year, and the people in attendance are people from different sides of the political spectrum, and it is a great opportunity to discuss in a real open, non-judgmental environment, and so we're really excited to learn more about that next
week. If I may touch on that for just a moment, I'm sure she's going to go into this, but
yeah.
I was recently at an election defense conference, and one of the things they showed us was an AI-generated video of a real person who's a secretary of state of a state.
Right.
And he allowed them to use his image to create this fake video where he went on to say things that were not true.
Yeah.
And send you to a website that was not the real state's website. Mm. You cannot tell, unless you're an expert, the difference in a lot of cases of these fake videos.
Sure.
So yeah. I just will tell people, do not go to a website that does not have a .gov, G-O-V, URL, you know, website, if you aren't positive that that is your municipality's website.
Yeah.
There are a handful of municipalities in Wisconsin who still have a .com or .org email address, and they're trying really hard to fix that. But, you know, you just have to be extra careful just to protect yourself, because you're going to get a bug in your computer or whatever. But also because there are people who are going to make fake ads and put out fake information about how to vote, when to vote, and where to vote. Terrific. So be super careful.
True. We do have a farmer's market report. Is that right, Max? Go ahead. It looks like Petra's there today. How are you, Petra? Hi. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, huh? Not a problem.
Tell us what's going on there.
I've never been to this, the Waukesha Farmer Market. It is and it is fabulous. I can't believe, I mean, you can get so many different things here, whether it's freeze-dried candy, bakery, flowers, fresh vegetables everywhere. This is just, it's great. And what a wonderful day to be out there.
Terrific. Have you had a chance to shop yet, or has David got you busy working the table?
I'm working the table, so come on over and see me over at the WAUK tent, and you can spin the wheel and hopefully win a certificate to one of the local restaurants around here.
Nice. That's great. And you're located right across from the information booth that the Downtown Business Association puts out for the farmers market. So that's a great place to start.
Absolutely.
They got recipes
and
there.
Bring your pets. I mean, I should have bought my dog. I have five dogs. I should have bought them. There's so many dogs here.
Yeah.
Come on by, get a dog treat for your dog, or come on by and spin the wheel.
That sounds great. Well, Peach, I'm glad you're enjoying your inaugural visit to the farmers market. We look forward to getting some more information with you at the second half of this hour. So enjoy it out there in this beautiful day. Looking forward to catching up soon.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Petra. You got it. See you.
Bye-bye.
So that's fantastic. And Petra's one of our dedicated sales team members, too. And nice. We do have some wonderful sponsorship opportunities, not just with WAUK, but with over 20 stations around the state. If your business is positioned statewide, or nationally, there are some really great cost-effective opportunities to connect with local customers. So be sure to introduce yourself to Petra if you are a business owner or somebody that is in a buying position for the business you work for. So, but back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown with Kristen Hansen, we were talking about disinformation. And one final comment on that before we talk about the election is there was a candidate for a district attorney that seemed popular with a lot of us centrists or people on the left side of the ledger.
Mike Thurston?
Yeah, and there was some disinformation that was spread about him.
Yep.
And can you elaborate on that?
Kristen? I believe that if what you're talking about is years ago, he made a small, very small contribution to a DA in Milwaukee County, which, by the way, is extremely common for people running for office to support each other's campaigns.
Yeah.
And they painted him as some kind of, you know, commie liberal or something. I don't know what the issue was. I will say this.
And that contribution set Darrell Brooks free many years later.
That's what got it
over the top. Just totally ridiculous.
Every single law enforcement leader in Waukesha County supported Mike Thurston. So I do think it's a shame that he lost, and I hope he runs again.
Because, me too. Yeah.
He is a good guy. He is certainly a conservative. He's certainly a Republican. But he's what we try to call normal Republicans.
A principled conservative.
A principled conservative.
Yeah, as Matt Flynn would always say.
And it was a very close race, and he should do it again when he's prepared for the incredible amount of lies and disinformation that was used in direct mail attacks on him. Yeah. So we'll see how the next four years go under someone who has very little trial experience.
Yeah.
That's my opinion about that.
Good point. Good point. So, and speaking of opinions, we, of course, there's a big presidential election coming up, and we've got a clear, and now that both conventions are over, we've got a clear choice on who the tickets are.
Yes. The ballots are almost set. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to meet soon to decide which presidential candidates will be on our ballot, including all the a few additional parties. Obviously, the Republican and Democratic tickets are set, but there's a couple fringe parties that they need to talk about. But after that, this is how quickly this is going to happen. Mail ballots. So if you sign up to have a ballot mailed to you, are going to be out by September 19th or 20th, depending on how quickly the mail works.
Okay.
So we're talking about barely, about 3 weeks here.
Sure.
You will already be able to vote. So if you do want to just, you know, get it over with and vote, you can go to myvote.wi.gov and sign up to get a ballot mailed to you, and you will have it in your hands in a few weeks.
Right. Now, I prefer to vote in person, but early.
Yeah.
And so when does that begin?
That starts October 22nd.
Okay.
So
all throughout Waukesha County.
All throughout Waukesha County. The hours and days do change, though.
Right. I know that Friday before the election, it goes till 5 o'clock.
Well,
you know, usually
it might go that here, but things that we do in Wisconsin is we give a lot of leeway to clerks to set their own agendas and rules about some things, not obviously major things. But
sure.
But the clerks can decide when they want to offer early in-person voting.
Okay.
So do check your municipal website. If you're in North Prairie, that might be different than the city of Waukesha, the city of Brookfield, Oconomowoc Lake. I mean, they're all different.
Okay.
So double check on your municipality's website when they're offering early voting. But that is a very good thing to do, too. Yeah.
Okay.
If you have to register to vote or change your address, I would do that well ahead of time as well.
Okay.
If you're living in Wisconsin, you can do that on My Vote. If you have any questions or you're not sure about it, you can go to your clerk's office and do it with them.
Okay.
Get it done ahead of time.
That's what I like to go.
There's
going to
be so many people voting on November 5th, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But if you are at all concerned about timing or your own personal life and things get busy,
right,
vote early, take care of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the best way. And also there's that peace of mind of knowing that you put it in the box or you've
Yeah,
it's there.
It's in the clerk's office.
Yeah, you know, whereas like when a lot of the ballots are mailed in, they're not counted right away. Is that right? Till after the election? I mean, they're
actually,
not, they
even
be
the ones
right,
in the early vote, those are all done on the day of the election. They tried to change the law in Wisconsin and were unsuccessful. Maybe they'll try again. No ballot can be counted until election day at 7 a.m.
Okay.
So that's why we have, you know, one of the fake controversies.
Yeah.
That came out of previous elections is this what they called a ballot dump from Milwaukee. That is not a problem.
Okay.
It's because Milwaukee has a central count location where they have to count hundreds of thousands of ballots in one day. And it takes a long time. They cannot start early. They can't even open the envelopes early. So it does sometimes take till 3-4 in the morning for that count to finish. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. The conversation continues with Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Watch on, and James Santel will be joining us soon as he prepares for his show Atticus, but we're going to have him weigh in on what's going on here with these local elections here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, so you can take This Week in Waukesha and all the great programming with you wherever you go.
I know that you can
talk about
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
they're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And the river opens for the righteous.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app. And I'm your host, Don Brown. And that's one of my favorite artists, Little Steven, and the song I Am a Patriot. Most of you are more familiar with Little Steven with his role as Silvio, the consigliere on Sopranos. But he had a career, had an amazing life before that, in which he was the lead guitarist in the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's band, and he played with Southside Johnny and a lot of other great artists out of New Jersey. And you should learn more about him. I talked about this on the last show. There was a documentary out about him called Disciple, and it's just amazing. And not only for his music and his contributions, but a lot of the work he did in politics. He was one of the first artists to really call attention to the situation with apartheid in South Africa and his efforts uniting, I think it was Artists Against Apartheid, and they did a song called Ain't Gonna Play Sun City. But that brought a lot of pressure onto Bear, and the end result was Congress overriding a President Reagan veto for sanctions against South Africa, which ultimately led to the liberation of Nelson Mandela after being jailed for 27 years.
And Robben's Island.
Music and those, you know, has the power. And Little Steven also there was a Broadway show dedicated to the Rascals, one of his favorite bands, another Jersey band. And he's also bringing you know, the movie School of Rock. He's bringing rock and roll into school curriculums and history of it and understanding music.
One of the most impactful English classes I had at good old New Berlin Eisenhower was where we read and analyzed song lyrics. And because of that, I know every word to American Pie. And it was amazing. Our teacher had us go through lyrics of Beatles songs and all different, you know, music. And It was a wonderful way to really start to realize what some of these songwriters, all of the important information that they put into their music. Beyonce's Freedom, which has become kind of the unofficial theme of the Kamala Harris campaign. Read the lyrics to that. Look at what it means. I mean, it's really, really, some of these artists are just brilliant.
Love it. You know, normally I do my Carol Minute now, but we're going to forego that because we're talking about elections with Carol alumnus Kristen Hansen, and we honor Theodora Yeomans here, another Carol alumnus who president of the women's suffrage movement.
Her husband, by the way, owned the Waukesha Freeman newspaper.
That's right, and she was a reporter for them, and she's one of the central reasons why Wisconsin became the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. So a lot of Carol coverage here, but I want to take a quick second to acknowledge an opportunity to celebrate Fox River by participating in the Fox River Exploration events on Saturday, September 21st. Oh, we got a caller, but real quick, you can participate in a team to kayak, a kayak event in Frame Park, registration required. You can rent a kayak and explore the river on your own or join friends of the Fox River to help clean up the river. So really glad to share that information. My caller looks like another Carol employee, maybe alumnus, I forget, but definitely a North alumnus, Greg Triple G Wansnyder. Greg, take it away.
Yes, I am a Carol alumnus, Don and Kristen. Right. Good morning to you both. Yes.
Good morning,
I'm a
friend.
Carol alumnus of 2008. So hopefully you can hear me okay. Yeah. I'm on the Bluetooth this morning.
But I can hear you, but Kristen can't, Greg. Or Max, you take a look at that. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, go ahead, Greg.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to relay a my experience voting here in the city of Waukesha, which has been a positive one. I just want to give a shout out to the great poll workers that we have in the city of Waukesha. We have some tremendous poll workers, and in the city there, we have the technology to make voting machines accessible to those who are blind and visually impaired using a speech software. And I don't know if you knew this, Don, but I didn't know it up until several years back. It's been around now in many forms for several years. And so the technology just helps people like me, who are totally blind from birth, and those with low or no vision vote. So I just wanted to bring that to, hopefully Kristen can hear me now, but bring that to your attention. And I also wanted to let Kristen know, if you can hear me, Kristen, that Carol's theme this year for our academic theme every year. Carol has a different academic theme, and we've been doing it for several years, is civility and democracy.
That's fabulous.
And what a great theme for young people to learn about, and young people to talk about and read about. And yes, Kristen, I was sharing with Don before you could hear me, Carol, alum class of 08. So as they say now, roll pios.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was able to hear you, Greg. And thank you so much for bringing that up about the accessibility of voting. There are some communities in Wisconsin who are very reluctant to allow that technology, but it is the only way that people with visual impairments can vote independently. And I don't want people to not take that seriously. Just because you have whatever kind of disability doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to vote privately and independently. And I do agree with you too. Waukesha has fabulous poll workers and chief inspectors, and they need more. The city of Brookfield, I know, needs more poll workers for November. Waukesha needs more poll workers. If anyone wants to do that, you get paid, you get trained, check with your own municipality first to make sure they're covered. And you can be a poll worker anywhere in the county that you live in. So please do that.
Can I just ask as a follow-up question, why, other than the expense, why would they be? I mean, that almost outrages me.
It is. Believe me, Disability Rights Wisconsin is not the best pleased. There's some people who are very paranoid about any kind of electronics being involved with voting because they think something's going to get hacked. But those machines are not connected to the internet, and they are completely safe to use. In fact, in some communities, especially with young people, because they're used to using technology for anything, you know, it's easier for them to use the electronic various different ways of voting. And in Wisconsin, if you use that machine, it prints out a paper ballot. So it's not entirely electronic where it can't be checked.
Right.
It prints
right.
out a paper ballot, and then you feed the ballot into the machine just like regular. So, people should take advantage of the technology afforded to them.
Is there a bill going through right now? Is there an HR bill in Wisconsin that deals with this? Because I know you said disability, right?
And before you answer, Kristen, we're going to continue this conversation on the other end here. But Greg, thanks. We're going to answer that question, and we're going to get our second farmers market report here on This Week in Waukesha on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app on this beautiful Saturday morning, August 24th.
You got something going on in America that's they're calling new patriotism, you know? But it don't look like no new patriotism to me. It looks like blind nationalism, you know?
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. NASA officials are meeting today about the two astronauts stuck on the Starliner in space. With concerns over the capsule's safety, they'll decide whether they can return on that craft or wait until next year to fly home with SpaceX. But Boeing's Mark Nappy says,
"I'm very confident we have a good vehicle to bring the crew back."
RFK Jr. is suspending his presidential campaign and has now endorsed former President Trump. The two appeared together at a rally in Arizona.
His candidacy has inspired millions and millions of Americans, raised critical issues that have been too long ignored in this country.
A man's on the run after going on a rampage with a knife at a music festival in Germany.
I can't say with 100% certainty that there is no danger from this person. That's why we still advise caution.
Officials say three people were killed and at least eight others were injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers at the Oakland Coliseum last night, down 1-0, top of the second, with two on. Reese Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins left field, back, and it is gone! Reese Hoskins with two strikes, delivers a three-run blast. Oh, the Brewers fans are loud here in the Coliseum.
We talked about hitting it hard. Eventually, it's going to land. How about 102 off the bat, and it lands up the stairwell and left.
Joey Ortiz followed up with a solo home run, and the Brewers went on to beat the A's 11-3. Milwaukee with 11 runs off 14 hits. Hoskins on where did all that production at the plate come from?
I think we just came out ready to hit. You know, we haven't been shut out too much this season, so it was nice to come out and punch first, really. You know, we need to win a series here before we go back home, so get a win on the first day is a good start for that.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a scattered storm overnight with a low around 70. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and 82. For Monday, sunny and 86. Warmer for Tuesday with highs near 90 degrees.
It's 57 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
All around me, a voice.
voice was a sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said private property. Oh, yeah. But on the back side, it didn't say nothing. This land was made.
Hey, you're singing this week in Waukesha, and that is, of course, the iconic This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie, which when I was a child growing up in the 70s, we'd sing that song in school. It was a very unifying song akin to our national anthem. But when Woody Guthrie first put that song out, that was very controversial because he had really, really laid it out there that we all are entitled. We all have an equal bite of this American experiment that we are. This is our land. This is our country. And we need that reminder as we approach this upcoming election. And Kristen's going to answer Greg Wansnyder's question we had earlier. But really quick, just a few historic notes. Thursday of this week was Peppermint Patty Day. It was her birthday. She debuted 58 years ago in a peanut strip published on August 22nd, 1966. Described as an all-star athlete and a hapless student, Patricia Reichart, known as Peppermint Patty among friends, stringy brown hair, freckles, and trademark sandals. She's the only character to call Charlie Brown Chuck and to think of Snoopy as a kid. Nice, Max.
Nice.
So that's
I'm as old as Peppermint Patty too.
That's right. Her extroversion and gregariousness mixed with a pervasive insecurity. Yeah, she's a year older than me. And her vulnerability make her a complex and much beloved character. And this week was also yesterday was also Sally's, Charlie's little sister's 65th birthday. And we learned, you know, as we know growing up, she had a definite thing for Linus, but early on in that segment there was a strip in which Linus asked Charlie, when I'm 22 and Sally's 17, do you think she'll go out with me? So, you know, there was more mutual interest than the other.
And then they stomped exactly. on that.
Yeah, they sure did. So, and also this day in history in 1305, William Wallace was executed. The great Scottish hero that is remembered.
By the way,
in,
I just read
Braveheart.
Recently that Braveheart is like not even close to historically correct.
Oh no, yeah, he wasn't. He
not a documentary.
What? He wanted Scotland for the nobles. There wasn't this egalitarian idea that, you know, the people were gonna. So the little modern artistic license there, and it was also on August 22nd in 1922 that Irish freedom fighter Michael Collins was assassinated in his own county in County Cork, and. At the tender age of 31, but one of the real great liberators in history, a genius at numbers and counterintelligence, and that's why I've had this, for those of you on the StreamYard, I've had the same T-shirt on the last 3 days in his honor. And when I was working in Dublin, there were young people all over Europe would still bring flowers to his grave. He's still very fondly remembered, and I encourage any of you to definitely learn. Irish history is a lot like... Star Wars is their favorite movie there, and because it's really the history of Ireland set into the future, and so it's a really great social history that could benefit what we're doing here in the U.S. But now back to Kristen, who's going to answer Greg Wansnyder's question. Well, tell us the question again.
Greg asked if there were plans to have a state law to protect the right to vote for disabled voters, especially people with vision impairment. And I will say I don't believe there's anything pending about that. However, it is a federal law, Jim.
It is.
Jim Santel's with us now.
Your right to vote is a federal issue. And I think you will see some of these cases if the people really dig their heels in and don't want to allow people with disabilities to vote privately, that there will be federal court litigation over them.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. This is part of the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's been interpreted that way from almost the beginning by many administrations. And again, practically, I think, Kristen, the places that you and Don and I have been frequenting here in recent elections, there are processes. I know in the first segments here, you talked about the machine inside that is there. And also, of course, curbside voting also, and similarly to try to preserve not only the right to vote, but to do it in a confidential way. All those things are mandated by federal law. You've got a problem with a local clerk or a local a location not providing with that access, you need to make a point of pointing that
and
out.
You can call, if you do run into an issue, call 1-800-OUR-VOTE. Mm. That O-U-R is the vote. National Election Protection Hotline. And I will also say one more thing about this, Greg. If you are passionate about this, Disability Rights Wisconsin has a working group of citizens who are living with different disabilities who work on voting rights issues. And I've sat in those meetings many times. Fabulous, fabulous group of people, some of whom have been plaintiffs in cases to make sure their rights are protected. So you could get a hold of folks at Disability Rights Wisconsin and join that working group.
It would not surprise me in the least if Greg signed up right away.
I would not be surprised either.
Yeah, you know Greg, yeah. So that's we're blessed to have such an active citizen and an active Carroll alumnus and a proud North Star too. So
in addition to DRW, also Independence First in Milwaukee is also a great advocate. Many, many things, including voting rights.
There you
Terrific.
Go.
So now that James is with us, we wanted to focus in on these upcoming elections that we should be paying attention to. And the first that comes to mind is this, the 82nd district, which thanks to the Fair Maps vote is now has a very different look and feel to it.
It does. And I really want to impress upon people, before you make your assumptions about who you're going to vote for and go to vote, check and make sure what your new district might be. The area around the city of Waukesha has changed considerably. So almost all of the city of Waukesha is now in the 82nd district. And there might be some lines, the areas around Pewaukee and Brookfield have also changed pretty significantly. So please do, type in what's my district or whatever, but make sure you're looking at a map of the new districts and not the current ones, because that's what shifts after this election. So the other thing you can do that's a little bit easier is wait until those ballots are available in the middle of September-ish, third week of September, and go on to myvote.wi.gov and type in your address. It will tell you what district you're in and if your polling place might have changed or something like that. But that's, I think, the easiest way to do it is just go to myvote.wi.gov and put in your address. It will show you what your ballot is, and you'll be able to see who your candidates are. And then you can go and do your research on those candidates. And one of the things that is really exciting, and I do think it's because of the Fair Maps changes, every state assembly and state senate seat in Waukesha County, except for one, we'll have both a Republican and a Democrat on the ballot this year. I don't think that's happened for a long time. Barbara Dietrich, who is in Assembly District 99, Heartland, Lac La Belle, Oconomowoc area, she gets a pass. She does not have a Democratic challenger. So congratulations, Barb. You have been reelected. But still, if you live there and you like her, go still vote for her. But everything else, the U.S. Senate race is set between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde. There were other Republicans running for Senate, but they hadn't gained much traction. The U.S. Congress, District 5, all of Waukesha County is now in District 5. That will be Ben Steinhoff is the Democratic candidate against Scott Fitzgerald, who's the incumbent. And then we have a couple of state Senate races. The state Senate races, we have the even numbers in 1 year and then the odd numbers 2 years later. So you won't, if you live in an odd numbered district, you will not see a state Senate rate on your ballot. And that's normal.
Okay.
So we've got Jody Habish-Sinikin running against Dewey Strobel in the Lannan Menominee Falls area and Megan Locke running against Julian Bradley in New Berlin and parts of Waukesha. So again, you can do your own research. You can go to the sometime before the ballots come out in September, Blue Sky Waukesha will have links to websites and surveys and things like that you can look at, too. Robin Vining is running for re-election in a newly drawn, different-shaped District 13 against Tom Mikulski, who lives in Elm Grove.
Okay.
Sarah Harrison is taking on Adam Nealon.
Okay.
Brookfield, Pewaukee, parts of Waukesha. William Walter is taking on Dan Knodel in the Menominee Falls area. Janelle Branchon did not make it through the Republican primary. She is one of the worst election denier.
Okay.
Conspiracy theorist.
She lost in her primary.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah. Was that Waukesha County?
That's Waukesha County. Menominee Falls.
And I just want to stick to this point here is that for all these election deniers out there, Donald Trump's margin of victory in 2020 was 5% lower than it was in 2016. There is your margin.
And Waukesha County is not what you is a very red county, so I doubt there's any there was any fixing going on from alleged Democrats. But more importantly, too, is that in Waukesha County, you do have an educated population.
Yes,
they are majority Republican, but they are, you know, I think a lot of them voted the way they did in 2016 because, one, they didn't like Hillary. And two, I think for the entertainment value, especially for the wealthier that knew they were going to get some big tax breaks.
Yeah.
But a lot of them either voted for Joe Biden in 2020 or didn't vote at all, but they definitely didn't vote for Donald Trump. Jim Santel, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. It changes with every presidential election. And to the point that you and Kristen are making, it is about two things. It's about education, right? It's about understanding what is truly out there, which we talk about all the time. The true, I shouldn't even say true facts. That's redundant. It's just the facts, right?
Yeah.
And second, the increasing capacity. It's always been there. But this phrase, critical thinking, people coming to those facts and saying, wait a minute. Does that make sense? And I think more and more, especially in this election, I think, Don, you just indicated, obviously, the 2020 election, more and more people looking around and saying, okay, that's what I'm seeing on a website. That's what I'm seeing on a particular news feed. Does that make sense? And the answer is no, very often. And that capacity to think critically, independent of your own political persuasion, I think that's what's prompting some of the shift, gradual though it is, in these trends.
Yeah, Waukesha County is still a lean red county, but it's 60-40 now,
right?
Basically.
And
I will say, this is one of the things that I think, I know I've talked to Jim about and may talk to you, the county means nothing. When we're talking about a statewide election, right, I don't care what county you live in.
Yeah.
Your vote matters no matter where you live.
Sure.
So don't pay attention to, I live in a blue county, I live in a red county, or my city, or whatever.
And especially now with these new maps, it's a different
it's
world.
It's just your vote matters wherever you live.
Yeah. I mean, I've been studying the campaigns of Scott Allen and Kevin Riley here in the 82nd because somewhere in the neighborhood of half that district has changed.
And so a lot of it's
Scott
changed.
Is very much running like a first-time candidate, even though he is the incumbent. He's got
he's
the brand.
He's not used to having a real challenger either. So.
Yeah. And then the Riley name, obviously, it's you know, like Kevin had even said, voting for Riley in Waukesha is like voting for a Kennedy in Massachusetts. So that does come into play. And so it should make for some good theater. But the point I want to make, too, is that coming out of the DNC with the ticket that people are really starting to embrace. I mean, Harris definitely has really shown her. She's got the strength. I mean, very well spoken, did a great job in the DNC. But her running mate with his Midwestern values, the football coach, the high school teacher, just hitting all the positive things and also a great reputation for convincing conservative voters to vote with him.
Yeah, he won in a red district. Yeah.
But it reminded me, this momentum reminds me of Clinton Gore in 92, where suddenly a lot of my Republican friends were voting with the winning ticket. They were really excited about Clinton and Gore, in spite of all the success the elder George Bush had in his one administration. And I sense a lot of that same momentum with this upcoming campaign. Do you feel the same way I do, Jim and Kristen?
I do. I do think that regardless of what some people might think, the abortion issue is still a hot topic issue. I think gun violence is a hot topic issue. I think Project 2025 was an enormous misstep by the right.
Yes.
They put it in writing. And don't let Donald Trump tell you he had nothing to do with Project 2025.
Yeah.
It was literally written by his supporters campaign. And his closest advisors, and his vice president wrote the foreword.
Yeah. How are we doing
That's
time here,
a
man?
Scary document.
Sure. And before we give Jim a chance to respond, too, is I like what my friend Pat Kreitlow says on Up North News, is that Trump is very transactional. He was against electric cars. Electric cars. I'm sure he likes electric cars. But the fact that Elon Musk is going to dump a billion or two into his campaign, suddenly he's like, well, I have to support electric cars. And like, what does that say about your principles? There's a very transactional nature to him that should be disconcerting to even people on the right and people that
absolutely.
Are Republicans. And so, and it amazed me too, is that the docket, the agenda, the schedule for the DNC is like maybe a third of them were Republican legislators or thinks
that should be a huge
conservative
clue to you
that
too.
Said, you know, this is not the direction we want to go. And so, but when we come back, Jim Santel is going to answer this question too here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
And the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, a voice was chanting as a fog was lifting.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Come with me out of the darkness. Hey, listening to This Week in Waukesha here, and we're going to jump right into giving Jim Santel an opportunity to respond to an opinion I have that the momentum with the Harris Walls ticket is very akin to the momentum that Clinton Gore had coming out of the 92 convention, especially the next day when Ross Perot had dropped out of the campaign. There was so much momentum, and I feel that same momentum where you're going to have people from the right, I think, voting with this ticket, the Harris-Walls ticket. Jim.
Right, sure, and I think you've got that momentum, as you and Kristen have said in the last segment. And then, as you also indicated, you've got these high-visibility issues. And as Kristen just said, it includes guns, it includes abortion, privacy rights, those things. Those two combinations, again, are not just the spirit. Spirit is important, and enthusiasm is hugely important, getting people to the polls. But if you're going there for a particular reason as well, and again, not to do a backdoor advertisement on for the next couple of hours, but in those next couple hours, three major things we're going to talk about in those areas. We've got a federal district
court. Jim Show Amicus.
Exactly. We've got a federal district court judge just this past week who found that the ban on machine guns in America, which has been out there forever, is unconstitutional, right? If you think that's not going to get people to say, wait, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And where do federal judges come from? They come from presidents who nominate them, right? You've got the Supreme Court. It's in Arkansas that basically said we're not permitting an abortion referendum on the ballot. Why? Because you failed to provide some information about the training of paid canvassers. It is dancing on the head of a pin.
Any excuse they can come up with.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've also got, frankly, the United States Supreme Court just this past week supporting restrictions in Arizona for registration. All those kinds of things. They're substantive issues. They should prompt people to say, wait a minute, what's America all about?
Yep.
This is not my America. And again, you want to change all that bit by bit. And frankly, even some of it, not overnight, but much more expeditiously. You go to the polls, you're animated to do it, and you've also got a substantive reason to be there.
Sure.
Can I jump off on that for a second? That the case in Arizona, there is going to be a referendum again on the ballot in November that will again has the potential to change our constitution. Not just the law, not just an advisory
here in Wisconsin.
Thing. Constitution. And it's going to be, do you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote in Wisconsin? That is already the law.
Yes,
so
is.
Why are they trying to put it on the ballot? I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because it's a precursor to show me your papers.
Yeah.
It's a precursor to you can't even register to vote unless you show me your naturalization papers or your birth certificate.
Unfortunately, we already have the voter ID where they got to show a driver's license or birth certificate.
A driver's license or ID, at least there's multiple types of those.
Yeah.
But who walks around with their birth certificate?
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There used to be a time when that phrase, show me your papers, made a chill run through you.
Oh, yeah.
And now that's, again, what some people are trying to push is this.
Yeah.
Prove it right. Constantly.
And it does send that have that chilling effect, right? If you've got to go in, you want to go in, you want to register, you can vote the same day here in Wisconsin. This is precisely the playbook coming out of Arizona. And they know it's a national playbook, right,
Not
Kristen?
A coincidence.
It's exactly the case that the Supreme Court, again, endorsed just this past week. So people registering to vote before the upcoming election have to show citizenship. The Supreme Court refused to overturn that this past week. And again, there's another portion of it did not go into those who are already registered, thank goodness. So there's a bit of a split here. But the reality is, this is a part of a national scheme, if you will, to try to address this. And also, once again, simply to send the message that we don't want you to vote. We don't want you to vote. And someone who's sitting at home thinking, well, where is my birth certificate? How do I prove that I've I was born here? That kind of thing inhibits voting, and it's completely contrary to the Voting Rights Act. And it's, again, it's, as you just said, Kristen, it's back on the ballot here in Wisconsin this coming November.
So we got to pay attention then, not just the candidates, but the referendums.
Absolutely.
And, Kristen had actually given me the talking points a few weeks ago for the primary in terms of understanding why it was important to vote referendums. And
the city of Waukesha voted no on those referendums.
The city can't,
That's the reach of your show, Don.
Thank you. Well, but Waukesha is still a very red city. And in Waukesha, the majority of Waukesha voters said,
purple.
We don't like that, these referendums.
And we don't like being fooled.
Right.
Even if you're usually a conservative voter, don't let them fool you.
Right.
Get the real story.
Yeah. And again, as I mentioned earlier, you look at that schedule for the DNC, and like my mother, I watch both conventions. I want to be informed, and I want to, you know, form opinions based on what. And there was like probably a third of the list were Republicans, conservative Republicans, legislators, and key members of the Trump cabinet or his curia or whatever you want to call that. And imagine all the Democrats that you could have filled those spots with. But it was a very important telling point of the direction of the GOP. It's not my family's GOP anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even here in Wisconsin, in this bellwether state, that people need to be aware of.
And sending that very public message that if you are finding yourself in the quiet of your own home, in your own kitchen, if you think, gosh, I must be alone in thinking something is wrong with the Republican Party and this candidate in particular, the message from DNC this past week is you are not alone.
Absolutely.
Yes. There are people in elected positions. There are people in appointed positions. There are people in responsible authority positions who are just with you. And again, the group is large, as you just indicated.
And one more reminder, your vote is private.
Yes.
The fact that you voted is a public record. Who you vote for, no one else will know.
Right.
Thank you. Well said. And again, I don't want this to be a GOP bashing session, because I know I have a lot of friends and a lot of very principled Republicans and conservatives.
He's a Republican.
Yeah, Mike. They're out there.
We endorsed or not endorsed. We recommended Barb Dietrich. She won.
Yeah. We need partnerships. We need friends, and especially as I mentioned with some potential financial issues with the city of Waukesha, we need public-private partnerships. And so for a lot of people and the Republicans that believe in private interests as a driver for better government, there's some great opportunities to show your mettle partnering with local governments and with some great economic development opportunities.
And Donna, just about partnerships, you know, this is not original with me at all, of course. Many much more involved and educated people have said the same thing. It is a better nation when we have viable, credible parties on both sides. Let's talk on this broadcast and others about in trial.
Makes for good debate.
I am a better trial attorney as a prosecutor if the defense is also strong.
Yeah.
It makes the whole situation work better. It's the rule of law.
Love it.
Tested. And the same goes for politics. If you've got a viable, strong, intelligent party on both sides and you're tested and someone says, well, wait a minute, Jim, that doesn't make sense. And we argue about it. And maybe I'm convinced. Yeah. That makes America better.
Kristen Hansen, James Santel, thank you so much. James Santel is next. Thank you for joining us on This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget Truth in Common next Saturday. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.